Thank you. Brown. Slightly unusual evening. We're going to be playing a lot of new tunes. Some old tunes. And we're going to carry right on with that right now with one of Howard Levy's tunes. It's called The Telegram of Love.
Thank you.
on the harmonica. This is Howard Levy. And that was his tune entitled The Telegram of Love, for obvious reasons. On the bass, oh yeah, sure, tell him.
That little drum rhythm there is Morse code for love.
On the bass, this is Victor Wooten. On the drum-like objects, this is Roy Wooten. And we're going to feature our bass player, Victor Wooten, with a solo number or two. Something. He's going to play something. Thank you. By Victor Wooten called Emerald Falls. This is one called Flipper. Thank you. This is fun. Let's face it. We're going to slow it down with another new tune. That's untitled. You got to say something, you know? Thank you.
Thank you.
Levy on the harmonica and piano. Victor Hooten on bass. Okay, what's happening here is I'm using something called a sampler. That's what this is over here. And what I've done with it is recorded what a sampler does is it can record any sound, like any tape recorder, but you can play it back on a keyboard. So in other words, if you take a sound like... This is great, don't you think? Anyway, a sampler. It can take any sound, for instance, a sound like that, which is a banjo, low string, and you can play it back on a keyboard, but since it's a keyboard, you can go way down, way low, and make it into a bass. Or you can take a sound like this, or a sound like this. And play it back anywhere on the keyboard, make music with it. So what I've done is written a piece that uses a bunch of sounds, for instance, a bass built out of a banjo, and a bunch of percussion stuff, and some sounds like that, like this. All those kinds of things. And, oh, this. And you'll hear that several octaves lower, and it'll kind of sound like... So, which I know you're gonna love that sound. So let's see if it works.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is called Hurricane Camino.
Thank you.
change the pace a little bit with a piece that was a co-write between myself and a musician you may know of named Jerry Douglas. And this is in a slightly different mode. It was written for a album that we're going to be doing together starting in a couple of days on the 2nd of January. It's an album on MCA, and it's going to be a band. It was going to be called Telluride, but I think it might be a different name. But the musicians are Sam Bush, Jerry Douglas, Mark O'Connor, and Edgar Meyer, and myself. So this is a piece written for that band, although it got kind of changed from the way we wrote it a little bit, but what the heck. Untitled.
Thank you. Victor Wooten Band.
This tune is in D, and it was written by Victor, so we call it Victor's Big D.
play for you my version of the Beethoven, of the one of the themes from the Beethoven Violin Concerto in D. But it's not going to be in D. It's going to be in G. No, it's not going to be there. Yes, it's going to be in G tonight. I just have to look and make sure I'm looking at the right little letter on this instrument here. My whole life playing into these, you think I know how to work them. Well, I'm going to play one of my favorite tunes for you, and I'm not going to sing a word.
Thank you.
by Howard Levy called Amazonas. This is a tune called Polka Dots and Moonbeams. Thank you. evil little tune known among the Flecktones as The Sinister Minister.
Thank you.
on the drum-like object. Howard Levy on keyboards and and I'm the guy whose name is on the marquee. In fact, at the hotel marquee, it says, "Welcome, Thela Flack." I was really proud about that. We took pictures of it and everything. We're going to close out with another new tune with a title. It's called... And thank you very much. We have had a great night. This is our best night so far, I think. Fiction opus, you know, an odyssey into time and space. You know. And they do need women out there. Thank you.
Thank you.